And we are live on Blog Talk Radio for Board Check. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome into another amazing, amazing Hump Day edition of Board Check. For those of you who asked, that track that we play there is from actually a Nashville resident. He is national country music recording artist Connor Christian. He does. He's been with the Morningstar Revival. He's been with various other bands and such, but does a lot of writing. Writes a lot of the big tunes and hits for a lot of the younger stars that are out now. But he lives right there next to the stadium. But that is an early cut back when I first ran across him. That's called No Breaks. But appreciate him allowing us to use that. We should have him on here soon because he's a big Predators fan because he lives right there next to the arena and everything. And we should take a trip up there. Connor, you heard that. We should take a trip up there and come hang out. But tons of things we're going to get into. Tons and tons and tons. Yep, it is the Elephant Show, as we like to call it. We're going to talk some we'll talk some All-Star here in a minute. And some of my overall takeoffs. I have a new favorite player. I don't know why I didn't see this guy before, but seeing him at the All-Star game, incredible. We're going to talk some Hurricanes. We're going to talk some Nashville Predators, of course. We're going to talk about two of the bigger stories in the league that have to actually do with those two. Like I said, we're going to talk some All-Star. We're going to talk some skills competition and obviously some Atlanta Gladiators. I'm going to go ahead and talk some Gladiators now. I want to let you guys know it is $5 Frenzy Jersey Night. If you are going, I'd give you $10 for one of these jerseys, honestly. I'm size large. But you get a mesh replica jersey for just $5. That is Saturday, February the 3rd, 7:05 versus Orlando. That's the yellow jersey. Those yellow jerseys are freaking nice. But in that game there, it's the $5 Frenzy Night. You got to go check it out. You got to go get one of those yellow jerseys. And like I said, if you pick up an extra one, I'll slide you some money for it. I'm not sure if that's legal, but we're going to do it anyway. Hashtag Bell Let's Talk, by the way. It's raising awareness. It's a conversation that hashtag Bell Let's Talk has to do with starting the conversation of about mental health and fighting mental illness and such like that. So definitely we'll get the word out on that. And at @Bell_Let's Talk if you want to find out some more information on that. But it's really cool. You need to go check that out for sure. You can still get ticket plans and flex books where you pick your games, use your tickets as you want. They still got the Kroger Family Sunday, four premium tickets, Kroger Family Meal Voucher, $5 merchandise coupon, only $56. That is an incredible deal. Attendance has been up this year. It's been fantastic. The team is doing well. You can actually watch games on ECHL.tv, along with listening on the MixLR Atlanta Gladiator station, where Trefty, or Chris Trefty, as he is known probably among his circle, Trefty always has the call and always does an amazing job. Anytime I cannot watch games or be there in person, I listen to Trefty on the call. Trefty is by far one of the best in the business. Let's see. The teddy bear toss night. Now, I got to talk about that because that was incredible. And a lot of you guys have reached out to me about that to either inquire what that was about for the non-hockey people or to find out where you could be a part of things like this. It's simple. The Infinite Energy Arena, where the Atlanta Gladiators play, and when the Atlanta Gladiators aren't playing, the Georgia Swarm lacrosse team are playing. We're gonna do some fun things here soon with them. You guys will like that for our sports club show. But not only did the team win 4-0, but they tossed, I think it was like four. What was the exact number? Did somebody have that? Let's look it up. I want to make sure I get this right. A crowd of almost 10,000 people, 55 500 stuffed animals were donated and thrown to the ice. That was just incredible. Incredible. Just fantastic. But it shouldn't be just these kind of games, even though this game is always special because they donate all those to local charities and other people who actually can use them, you know. So definitely appreciate all that they did with that. Plus the 4-0 win. They ended up losing 4-3 to Orlando. I don't know what it is with teams in Florida that just seem to have our number. But the good thing is we seem to have Greenville's number, and that is helping us stay in it. Look at some quick stats and standings real quick before I get into the rest of it. Lindsey Sparks is still just crushing it. 31 total assists. He's got 10 goals. Phil Lane, the Lane man, has 39 total points, 23 goals. He leads everybody. Ben Danford, Brady Vale doing well. The captain, Derek Nesbitt, with another solid season. He's got 23 total points right now, 10 goals, 13 assists. That's the thing is, a lot of years he's had to take on a lot bigger role, and not that he can't do it, he does it fine. But with this group around him, he's actually, you know, the Tanner Ponds, the Alex Gasics, Taylor Estefishin, those kind of Darby Llewellyn, those guys, he doesn't have to do as much. He can facilitate. And facilitating is what he is just spectacular at. You know, Sean Bonner doing the incredible things he's doing. Dan Vladar, Matt O'Connor, well soon, Matt Ginn. Just amazing things. Amazing things these guys are doing. But let's see what else we got. We're actually in third place currently. We are 3 points ahead of Orlando. We are 12 points away from the South Carolina Stingrays and the Florida Everblades are 5 points ahead of them. We're looking pretty good, though. Well, you know, I like where we're at. We're ahead of Orlando. We're better than them. We're ahead of Greenville. We're better than them. We're ahead of Norfolk and Jacksonville. We're better than them. Are we better than South Carolina? I think we're close. I think they just went on a bigger run than we did. I don't have a problem with where we're at. I very much think we're going to be okay. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Told you guys about the $5 Frenzy upcoming schedule. I told you guys about. They actually will be playing tomorrow night. And like I said, last night, except for this will be a night closer. Happy early birthday to my dad. We will be out celebrating his birthday tomorrow night. So I will not be in Jacksonville to see this game. If you are in Jacksonville, I have a lot of friends in Jacksonville, especially Jaguar fans. None personal, but the Jaguars are out. So go see the Icemen play against the Gladiators. It'll be a great contest. But that game, puck drop, is at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. They play the following night. On Friday, 7:30, puck drop on that one. That is at Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville. They will also play on Saturday at home at the Infinite Energy Arena. It's kind of weird that that's the Friday Frenzy when that's a Saturday. But either way, the Solar Bears will be in town. It will be a great way to keep the foot on them and keep them below a 7:05 puck drop. On that one. Now, I told you guys that there are some fun things going on in the league that pertain to Carolina and Nashville. So let's get into them. Let me make sure. Yeah, we'll get to that one first. So the return of the Fisher King. Who's the Fisher King? That'd be Mike Fisher. Mike Fisher's going to end his retirement and come back and play for the Nashville Predators. See, I knew he missed us. Of course he missed us. What's not to miss? This is the perfect time. He's going to add the depth they need to make another big run. According to him, he's ready to come back. He's starting to skate now. See what he needs to do to get in there. I mean, the leadership is already incredible with this team. But you add Fisher to this group, like I said, this could be one of the big pieces that saves you from having to go sign somebody or trade for somebody. I think he's going to add exactly what they need. I think he still wants to bring a cup to Nashville, and for that, I applaud it. I can't wait for the Fisher King to come back. I'm not sure exactly when he will be coming back, but for now, we just watch and see. Now, that game the other night against the game the other night that the Predators had, the Blackhawks, yeah, we had that game on here. As some of you who were listening late might have heard. I had that game on, plus the Hurricanes game on. We had both of them on while we were live with Sports Club, which is fine. Hurricanes winning that game late. It was an incredible finish on that one. Predators losing to the Blackhawks 2-1. It's okay. You can't win them all. It just seemed like coming off the All-Star break, everybody was trying to get their legs under them, and I don't have a problem with it. But everybody played pretty solidly. Everybody played pretty decent as far as that. I mean, Kyle Turris had the lone goal with Craig Smith, the assist there. Anton Forsberg with 42 saves. I don't have a problem with none of that. You know, we just got some other things we got to get into. Some other things the Predators need to do. And one of those things, as I look at the upcoming schedule, and now the All-Star break is done with, and we can look forward to the second half of the season. Of course, they are not playing tonight because they played last night. They will play Thursday at home as they welcome in the LA Kings. Oddly enough, Mike Fisher's old team. That is a 7:30 p.m. Central Time puck drop, 8:30 here on the East Coast, 5:30 on the West. They will also be at home Saturday to welcome in the New York Rangers. That is a 7 p.m. Central Time puck drop on that. On Monday, they will be in Long Island to face the Islanders, 6 p.m. Central Time puck drop there. And then as this show will be going on Wednesday, they'll be facing the Toronto Maple Leafs in Toronto with a 7:30 Eastern time puck drop on that one. Pretty winnable schedule. I would say the way the Predators are playing, they should beat the Islanders. They should beat the Maple Leafs. And they'll beat either the Kings or the Rangers. They'll go 3-1 in this stretch, and I feel pretty confident about things going forward from there. Now, I'll get more into P.K. Subban at the All-Star game here in a minute. Want to get into, we could talk about Jágr. Jágr, just the incredible things that he's done before I get into Hurricane stuff. The incredible things Jaromir Jágr's done. He was released by the Flames the other day. He was put on waivers, and I believe he has not gotten picked up as far as I know. I feel like somebody should get him just for the playoff run because he's still got legs under him. He can still play. He can still score. He can still give you something. He's played 1,733 career games. That's good for third all time. He has 766 goals. That's third. 1,155 assists. That's fifth all time. 1,921 total points. That is second all time. His first game was October 5th. Of 1990, I believe, and so far his last game, December 31st of 2017. So, you know, wish the best for Jágr. Hope somebody does pick him up. And for those of you that are texting in, I can answer that. Yeah, I'll go ahead and answer that. The Islanders, before they build their new arena, they are going to play part in the Nassau Coliseum. Part-time, that's the old place they used to play, and also the other half of the season, they're going to play in the Barclays Center where they currently play, and that's how they will divide their time until they build their new arena and get the heck up out of Barclays, because it's been a nightmare. Really has been a nightmare. Now, here we go. Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon. I told you guys he gets it. Well, here's a really cool thing he did for yesterday's game. I don't know how many other games he's going to do this, but so far, you know, he's trying to get more people there. He understands that it's sometimes more economical, or it might be easier if you didn't get off work at time or something to go home and watch the game or go to your favorite establishment and watch it. He's trying to get more people to be there live and really amp up the home field advantage that is Carolina Arena over there. Well, and help this team on a playoff push. Both these teams are destined for the playoffs. Here's what he did. Dundon extended an invitation to fans who are going to be sitting in the upper bowl of the PNC Arena on Tuesday. He offered it that if you're in the top, we want you to come sit on the lower bowl. If the lower bowl is taken up, then he's going to open up the suites that people aren't already in. And if those are filled up, he says you can come right in the owner's box with him. I haven't found out if anybody in particular made it that far, made it into the owner's box. But I mean, he's doing everything he can. He's trying to say, be there, be loud, show everybody what Hurricane Nation's about. Show everybody that this is a team you should take seriously and that this fan base you should take seriously. I thought this was a fantastic idea. Just a fantastic idea. Because the weird thing is the Hurricanes are 30th in the NFL in home attendance at just right at 13,000 on average per game for the first 21 games, which is about a 70% capacity. They need to do better than that. Come on, guys. We need to go to more games. Go to more games. I understand, you know, economically, sometimes it's hard. We just got out of Christmas season. We've got Valentine's Day coming up. But what a great thing to do and to take your significant other. Or if you don't have one, take your friends. Have a guy's night. Have a girl's night. Have an aliens night. Have a we passed our math exam night. If you, you know, high school, college, whatever. Go on down to the PNC Arena. See some Hurricane games. Go to the Nashville Predators. Go see their games. If you're in the Atlanta area, go see Gladiator games. What better way to celebrate life, the pursuit of happiness? Because what makes you happy, especially if you listen to this show, what makes you happy is not the sound of my voice as much as I would like it to be. What makes you guys happy is the purest game on earth. That is hockey. So instead of complaining about not being able to see enough hockey, do something about it. Go see it. You'll see it live. I love what Dundon did here. And like I said, maybe we can get him on sometime or some people from the Hurricanes front office. It would be great. I think we're in the works of trying to work on some of that. But, hey, that's one way to try to get people to show up, to say we want everybody to pack out the lower bowl. If the lower bowl is packed, we're going to put you in the suites. If the suites are packed, come on in my box. How many people would do that? Yeah, exactly. You guys can't see who all's hands are raised in here, but yeah, absolutely. I do like that for the Hurricanes, the team massage therapist, Tristan Simmons, told the team he would buy them lunch if they beat Ottawa. Well, they beat Ottawa. He bought them all Lunchables. Yeah, everybody remembers Lunchables? We used to take those and elementary and middle school, and these little things are great. Some, they got all kinds of different ones now, but used to be, what, ham and American cheese and crackers, and I mean, now you can get, like, cookies and pizza and Fiesta taco and all this stuff. But he bought them all Lunchables. He bought them all lunch. I think that's fantastic. Good job, Tristan. Tristan Simmons, definitely one of the more underrated massage therapists in the league. And between Sebastian Aho and Victor Rask, those were shots, man. Those were fantastic. Cam Ward coming out of nowhere, making some killer saves in the last few games. You know, I said last night that he may be a lame duck goalie as far as this may be the last with the team. But what Cam Ward's doing, maybe you bring him back. You got Scott Darling. Scott Darling. I think you don't give up on him. I think this team's ripe and they're ready to really take on what they need to there, you know. Team leaders, because you guys are asking. Sebastian Aho has 17 goals. Teuvo Teravainen, who is one of my favorites on this team, 27 assists and 40 overall points. And Cam Ward has 14 wins. Is Scott Darling struggling a little bit? Let's give him a little bit of time off. Let's go with the hot hand. I think you put Cam in. I think he's going to prove that he shouldn't be a lame duck and that maybe you should keep him around. Now, the thing that I liked, and as we get into our All-Star weekend coverage here, Noah Hanifin was in the fastest skater competition, and he held his own. He was within a few fractions of a second of Connor McDavid, who won the whole thing. Connor McDavid, by far, one of the fastest guys in the sport. And Hanifin was not far off of him. So let's also keep this in mind. Hanifin is a defender. He's a defenseman. A defenseman that fast, that is incredible. And then P.K. Subban. He was in save streak, and he was also in hardest shot. He did okay in hardest shot. The save streak, it was weird because what he tried to do, he skated in on Henry Lundqvist, threw, I think, his right glove at the goalie and then tried to score. And Hank stopped not only the puck but the glove and showed that PK is going to have to try a little harder to pull something like that off. But I thought overall Carolina and Nashville were well represented. And, you know, All-Star Weekend was great. First, you had the Central and the Pacific play against each other. The Pacific were able to take that victory and move to the finals. And the Metro played the Atlantic. The Atlantic took that 7-4. That set up the Pacific versus the Atlantic, where the Pacific took that down 5-2. And, you know, ultimately put an end to All-Star Weekend. Now, next year, it was announced that the San Jose Sharks will be hosting the All-Star game, and our very own Cody Elias from here at Impact Media is out from the West Coast. He is out in that general area. You know, maybe if some things line up right, we go hang out and he can show us the city. Either way, we'll have some coverage out that way next year, as he'll be right on top of everything. He's a huge Sharks fan anyway. Skills competition. I see. Thanks, text line. I was getting right to it. I love it. You guys stay on everything, and you guys stay on me about things, and that's what I appreciate about you guys. You guys are great listeners, so appreciate that. All-Star competition, fastest skater, Connor McDavid, as I said, from the Edmonton Oilers, was the winner. 13.454 was the winning time. That is pretty much up around the end, and 13.5 seconds. That's unbelievable. Best passer. Of course, they had some light-up stuff, the little mini-nets you had to hit, little blocks, the light-up blocks and everything. It was giving people fits because a couple of the light-up blocks you had to hit were raised up a little bit, and for some reason they couldn't raise it up just enough. St. Louis Blues' Alex Pietrangelo ended up with the winning time of 46.610. That was very respectable. On save streak, Marc-Andre Fleury, the Vegas Golden Knight. He had 14 straight saves, which ended up winning him the competition. That guy is still incredible. And part of the reason why VGK are just completely killing it out there. The puck control relay, which involves some stick handling, some cone drills, and then some gates that they had to kind of flip it up or down on. Johnny Gaudreau of the Calgary Flames ended up with a 24.6 time on that. I think he actually went first and won the whole thing because that was a hard course. It left us at the hardest shot, where Alexander Ovechkin from the Washington Capitals had a 101.3. That's 101.3 miles per hour shot, which was incredible. Shea Weber and some other ones didn't quite get where they needed to on that. which was fine. It's good to see another person win. But just know that every time Alex skates in, that puck's coming at 100 miles an hour, which is crazy. Now, as we finish up here, a few notes from the All-Star game. One of my favorite players in the entire league, Brian Boyle, or Brybos on Twitter. He got incredible because he played in Tampa for a handful of years. I think only 2 or 3 years. He was a New York Ranger. He's played all over. He's just an exceptional human being. Not only has he been fighting and beating cancer, but his kid actually got sick and I think ended up in the hospital at some point. And just to deal with all the things that he's dealt with and to still keep a smile on his face and keep playing as hard as he is. Brian Boyle, he's an exceptional human. Just an exceptional human. And we definitely salute you, Brybos. And wish you the best on everything. Yeah, BRIBROWS22 is how you can find him. By Bros. But overall one of my new favorite players that is not a Hurricane or Predator or Gladiator, although wouldn't hurt my feelings if he was, is on the Avalanche, Nathan MacKinnon. Gosh, I like the way that guy plays. That guy is going to be a star in this league. He is he's just a complete player. He's absolutely fantastic. And he's a lot of the reasons why the Avalanche are doing so well. He's currently hurt with an upper body injury and won't play tomorrow night. But I think he's going to be back in the lineup soon enough. So get well soon. Keep doing some good things there, MacKinnon. And that's pretty much going to do it for us. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to Board Check. You can go to the iTunes store, look for Board Check, give us a rating, review. Also, hit the subscribe button. We definitely appreciate that. You can follow me at the Impact 99. You can follow Impact Media at Team Impact Media. You can follow this show at Board Check. And for everybody here at Impact Media, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators. Go Panthers. Panthers, ha. Go Predators. See, trying to catch you guys. Go Gladiators, go Predators, go Hurricanes. And go watch hockey.
clear without the bam. Yeah, okay. Bam! What?